With oil prices at rock bottom and the summer tourism season up in the air, Leslie Becker says the state is facing a fiscal crisis.
Our expenses and our budget are out of control. We spend almost twice as much as most other states do per capita for running our state budget, and we don't have the revenue to support that.
She says her 35 years of experience as a healthcare executive make her a good candidate to address the state's budget woes. She also spent the last year on Ketchikan's school board, though she says she doesn't plan to run again when her term expires in October. Becker also points to what she sees as the state's mismanagement of the Alaska Marine Highway System. The fleet's sole operating mainliner broke down in January, leaving month-long service gaps across southeast Alaska.
We need the ferry system, but the ferry system as it is today is not sustainable.
She says she'd like to see the Marine Highway run like a business.
If your outgo exceeds your income, your upkeep becomes your downfall. So you cannot, in any business model, you have to have your expenses be less than your revenue.
Independent Dan Ortez was elected to represent House District 36 in 2014. The district includes Ketchikan, Wrangell, Saxman, and Heidelberg. The retired school teacher says he too supports ways to increase ferry system revenue.
But it's clear in the long history of the Marine Highway System that particularly in the cases where they're serving outlying communities with very small populations, it's never going to be a system that pays for itself.
And he says making money isn't the ferry system's purpose. Ortez says he's glad voters will have a choice in November, but he encourages residents to take a look at what he's accomplished as a three-term legislator.
And I will stand on that record. No question that I have been a pretty effective spokesperson for the interests of District 36.
For now, Becker is the sole Republican running for the seat. Other prospective candidates have until June 1st to file. If another Republican joins the race, they'll face off in the August 18th primary. The winner of that race will run against Ortez in the November general election. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.